This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Turkey's president has reportedly expressed anger over a Syrian army announcement that it has entered the Kurdish-controlled town of Manbij. Meanwhile, Russian officials have congratulated Damascus on the move. We get details from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
The Syrian government's military spokesman said in a declaration broadcast on state TV that the army was fulfilling its duty to its citizens, exerting its legitimate authority over all parts of the country, and responding to demands from residents of the region. He added that the army had entered Manbij and raised its flag over the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that the Syrian military's claim was not true and that government forces control only the outskirts of the city. The International Coalition to Defeat Islamic State in Syria also tweeted it had seen no indication that Syrian government forces were in Manbij. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in Washington, a partial government shutdown is in its seventh day with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither President Trump nor congressional leaders appear willing to compromise.
The White House says those affected by the shutdown but who are still working are being paid today.
No one works for free for the federal government.
But incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says their next paycheck depends on when the government reopens, and furloughed workers are being hit hardest. The Office of Personnel Management's advising them to talk with their landlords, mortgage companies, and creditors to explain the situation and asked to work out plans to either defer or reduce their payments. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.